Now, veteran British comedian John Cleese is bringing his one-man show to Switzerland. He'll be performing in Zurich and Basel at the beginning of next month. Now, while eternally famous for Monty Python and Fawlty Towers, John Cleese still has a lot of projects going on at the same time, with his current tour of Europe just one of many. It's a show he adapts for each performance called Last Chance to See Me Before I Die. He reflects on the current state of the world and looks back at his life. I asked him, what can people expect from his one-man show?
Well, I do lots of different shows. I probably have 4 to 4.5 hours of material. And depending whether I've been in the city before and done shows there, and depending on what I think will go down with a particular audience, I vary the show quite a lot. But I have a lot of material which works and which works well, and it's just a question of finding which bits are going to be right for the audience. That's why I'm rewriting the show, because, as I say, I think the Swiss audience will be quite different from the Hungarian one.
Because you are well known in the German-speaking world, aren't you?
Also, Scandinavia, Holland, and the Flemish part of Belgium. I seem to be enormously popular there. But the French sort of know me a little bit. The Italians, I think, have no idea who I am. And the Spanish know me a little bit now. But basically, English or British humour, BBC humour, tends to go to the Protestant countries and, to the north and the northeast rather than the southwest.
I do remember years ago, Python did some sketches in Germany in German. Wasn't that right?
That's quite right. It would have been 61 or 62. I think we did two shows. Both of them we made in Munich. The first one we did in German itself, but the second one, because two or three of the Pythons didn't have very good accents, we did in English and they dubbed. But they were great, great experiments. We really enjoyed them. And some of the things that we wrote for that, we now put in the Python 02 show, for example.
So going back to your shows, where, of course, there will also be a number of expats in the audience, I can well imagine. What's actually is your show about then? Is it about you, your life story, your just views on how life is?
Only in a limited way. I have an amusing and surprising way of introducing the show that I don't want to tell you. And then I go into quite a long piece about my experience at hotels, which leads into stuff about Fawlty Towers. And then I move on to other types of humour that I do, silly humour, which is basically Monty Python. And then the darker humour, which sometimes causes a bit of trouble with the woke people. And I then talk about the woke attitude to humour and how I think of some of it is very wrong. And it starts from a good premise, which is try to be nice to people. But that was not an idea that the woke people actually invented. It's been around for quite a long time.
You mentioned there, so you were talking about Python and Fawlty Towers. What have you been doing in after Fawlty Towers in the last, many, many numbers of years?
How long do you have? it's been a mixture. For example, I did a very, very good Emmy-nominated documentary series in 1999, which nobody knows about, Right at the moment, I'm working on a musical based on A Fish Called Wanda. We've got about 20 songs, and we've got a very good book, and we have to integrate them now. But musicals take a long time, so that will be the year after next. I've adapted Life of Brian for the stage. These are things that I've been doing for 2 or 3 years, but they're dormant because of COVID. I've written a screenplay, which is going to be directed by my old friend Frank Oz, who I think is a wonderful comedy director. It's a light comedy about cannibalism. And I'm about to do a television series in the spring for GB News. And that's because it's a free speech channel and I'll be able to talk about the things that the media in England are always hushing up. So I'm looking forward to just stirring things up a bit.
Do you take your show, Your Last Chance to See You Before You Die show, have you taken that to the UK, or do you just do that outside the UK?
I do it outside the UK because I have such a bad relationship with the British media that they will do their best to kill it. If you think I'm exaggerating, I wrote a really quite nice little book about creativity, and you would have thought that a book about creativity, but one of the pythons was, of reasonable interest to the English public, but it has not been mentioned by any of the English newspapers, because if you criticize them, then they try to kill your career. So there's no point in going out and doing shows in England when the press would be trying to spoil it.
So what, John, give that a plug. I mean, what's that book called then?
It's a book called Creativity.
All right, okay. Creativity by John Cleese, and you'll find that, I assume, on Amazon if people searched for it. I just want to give it a bit of a plug.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
That's right. Well, thank you. Yeah. It's a very useful book, and writers and musicians in particular find it very, very helpful, as it helps them to sort of clarify some of the ideas that they already had instinctively.
Okay, just very finally, John, because we're running out of time, just going back to your show here, which is, of course, Zurich and Basel. You're on stage there on the 1st and 2nd of July. Can you just tell us what you think about Switzerland. You say you know Switzerland a bit. I mean, what are your thoughts about Switzerland?
I think it's one of the few countries in the world that works really well. And I love it. I think it's efficient. I like the Swiss. I think they have a much more interest in the arts. They have wonderful arts festivals. They have very many good creative artists and intellectuals that tend not to be particularly known in England. Carl Jung was Swiss. Paul Klee, I mean, wonderful, wonderful artists. And people tend to think of Switzerland as a bit stuffy. Well, it may be slightly conservative, but it's also very, very democratic. And the people there like basically trust the government to do a good job. And it seems to me a very happy and content country. I was in Gstaad 6 weeks ago making a movie there with Roman Polanski, and I was just struck how everything seemed to work very well at a comfortable pace, and people seem to be happy and relaxed and charming, and not as sort of strained and worried and anxious as so many people are, particularly in the UK and in the USA and in France and a lot of the other countries are in a terrible mess now. And Switzerland, along with northeastern Europe, Scandinavia, Holland, Flemish-speaking Belgium, and one or two other places like Taiwan and Singapore, are one of the few countries in the world where life is sane and people seem to be having good, fulfilling lives.
Now, that was John Cleese. Of course, you can see John Cleese's show, Last Chance to See Me Before I Die, in Zurich on Friday, the 1st of July at Theatre 11, and the next day, on the 2nd, in Basel at the Musical Theatre. Tickets for both shows are still available. Ticketcorner.ch.